Welcome to the Bits and Bobs Show. I am your host, Bobby Wanzai. And obviously, the announcement came out. I have joined Four Lads, and I'm very fortunate to join a great media team. And I'm very fortunate to have my own show. So please, welcome to Bits and Bobs. And my first guest is CJ Novo. CJ, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. How's yourself? Good to see you on the up, mate. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, mate. Thank you so much. Do you know what? Trials and tribulations, and we thank God, mate. We keep going. CJ, do you know what? The funny thing is, right? Buzzing to get you on. I wish the initial conversation was not what we were... I wish we were sitting here talking about Rangers, you know, having won a game of football.
Unfortunately. Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And obviously, with you being here, you know, 60 seconds... quick summary of what you thought of the game last night.
How did I condense my 26-minute frustration into 60 seconds? I'd just say, mate, it wasn't a surprise, and that's maybe the saddest part. There was no point in being angry at that. We've seen the story before. I feel bad for Clement. He's put a trust in these players and everything. He's got them in a really good position, and probably the players feel like they've let themselves down as well. We've given an opportunity, and to take 2 points over the last four games and to take 1 point from Motherwell, mate, Dundee and Ross County, that's criminal for any Rangers team, you know what I mean? You can talk about Old Firm this, Old Firm that, but you're looking at that level of opposition, that's the dream, that's the games you count. Well, that's 3 points, and then you start looking forward. And I feel like the players have done that, as they've really let everybody do, in my honesty, with how bad they've been, because it's not being unlucky. I wouldn't say it's been unlucky, Bobby, I'd say it's just been poor.
You know how you said it's been poor? I think, you know, like you said, it's not unlucky. It's not acceptable. And I think as Rangers fans, that's the one thing, you know, you can stomach Ross County, you know, the result. But the manner it was, CJ, you know, it's not acceptable, is it?
Absolutely not, mate. And it's the same, you know, we thought Motherwell would be the wake-up call because we had a chance to go really clear, put pressure on. We got away with it. They ended up getting beat off Hearts, I believe, the same weekend. We thought, right, there's the wake-up call. We're all going to be firing now. Let's go. And then the performances have really dipped off, and it should be studied just how quickly it's dipped off from 5-0 at Hearts, being 1-0 up after a couple of minutes, beating, going to Rugby Park, our cursed ground, going in and getting the win. It felt like it was all gone our way, and the performances have just fell off a cliff, mate.
And that's the most frustrating thing is that, you know, like you said, we had the blip. We got away with it. You know, even if, you know, we did win yesterday, you could still think, stay positive. Well, you go and win the rest of the games, you win the league. And I think there was something you said there. You've seen this all before. And I remember tweeting saying, it's not the hope that kills you with this team, it's the reality. Because
that's too real, mate. That's too real.
It is, because, you know, you hope that We're going to win all our games. But however, it's the reality, because you know that what's actually going to fold. And if I'm honest with you, the first 10 minutes in the game, I think we all knew, same old. And that was the reality, because no one was expecting Rangers to go there and win, entertain, dominate. We would have been like, okay, if they did, we'd been like, okay, you know, hiccups, blah, blah, blah. However, the first 10 minutes showed that they've given up, and that's what it looks like. And you know, you're an honest man, CJ, I'd like to think so. I am too. So we can only call a spade a spade, and what we saw, unfortunately, was not only acceptable, unforgivable, and they were just not interested. I said to summarize on it, that was a complete lie, because I'm still talking about it with you. To wrap it up, what must happen now, in your words?
I mean, it's the same stuff, obviously. We need to show that word reaction, mate. You know what I mean? We keep hearing about it. We were supposed to get it from Ross County. We were supposed to get it from Motherwell. Yeah. We were supposed to get it here, but you've just got to know, you know what I mean? And again, my dad always says this thing, when you expect Rangers to win a game, they'll lose it. When you expect Rangers to lose a game, they'll end up winning. And that's been the way. He's in his late 60s, and it's kind of always been that type of fashion. But we used to get a wee bit more wins than losses, Bobby, you know what I mean? But just the standard of the losses, I think that's the worst thing, because you could take a goalie having a world day or anything like that, you know what I mean? The opposition goalie having his best game of his career, blah, blah. Wickens, the last time we played Ross County, broke the record for the amount of saves. We expect that. But we didn't expect the quality. We didn't expect the lack of effort. We didn't expect how passive it is. Passing around the back aimlessly, time and time, long more at the butt, long more at the butt. It's every aspect of our game that is just completely off the boil. And we didn't look like a team that is challenging. I'd say the last two teams we've played look like teams that are up there fighting for their life and trying to do this. And I just didn't understand why. I just didn't get it, mate. You know, we could say this, we could say that. The players are an absolute myth to me because I don't get... This is the part they should be giving everything. You know what I mean? But you talked about a blip for Motherwell. We had a blip with Beale. They were handed a golden opportunity. They'd already flung the league away in September. They got handed one. Surely you take the ball and run with it. And just when it starts to get real, they start playing poorly. I don't know. I just don't get these players at all, mate. I just don't get it. Everything that motivates or should motivate them doesn't seem to motivate them. And it's frustrating.
I think we'll just leave it at that. I can't disagree with
anything. Thankfully, mate.
I just think for myself, just for me to quickly summarise it, I just feel that, you know, I feel like you play for Rangers Football Club. You have a duty to win. You also have a duty to entertain and compete. To compete as the basics. To run as a football player as the basics. To show world determination. Yeah, and that's the way I see it, because at the end of the day, no one's going to give you respect. You play for Rangers Football Club. You're not liked. Get over it. You need to earn the win. Get over it. Deal with it. If you don't want to be here, obviously the courses that say it will happen. People will leave. But for right now, what frustrated me the most, and I would wrap up on this, is like they didn't have any respect for themselves. And when I say that, I mean a player of their stature playing for Rangers. I need to go and dominate. The boy in the middle of the park for Dundee was running the show. The boy was able to bring, the boy dribbled out his box. the blonde boy, you know, and I think that was telling. And yes, we'll leave it at that. Reaction. We want to see a reaction. That's it.
Absolutely, mate. You've got everything spot on.
Let's go into something positive. As I said, it's a bite-sized bits and bobs. So let's learn a few bits about my man CJ. CJ, if you were to create your ideal Rangers football player, okay?
Ryan Loudrop. Easy question. It is done.
Right, what? For the right foot, who would you pick?
Is it all-time or is it current squad?
Oh, God, all-time.
I was going to say, mate, you're kind of narrowing me in a wee bit there. I mean, there's so many different places you could go. We like the McCoy stay for the finisher. You know me, I play up front. I like to imagine myself as that being incredibly talented players. But I'm going to go with my hero, right? And this may surprise a little bit. I'm going to go with Ferguson because I feel like Ferguson could just put balls on there. I know it's not the popular choice. People would say Gaza, Loudrop, everything like that. But Loudrop's such an easy. He's the perfect player. You didn't take parts of Loudrop. You know what I mean? You can't mess with God. You just leave him there. So I'm putting him to the side. But my favourite player growing up was Barry Ferguson. I wanted to be Barry Ferguson all my days. So that's who I wanted to be.
You heard it here, folks. Right foot would be Barry Ferguson. Left foot, CJ.
I feel like I've made a mistake. Well, left foot is, I mean, Alberts. Big hammer.
I think that's a quick and easy one, yeah? Football brain.
Again, I'm so blinded by my frustration recently. I don't know who's... Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just like, I've not got one, Bobby. That's why we're in this spot. But going back, man, football brain, who could really just dictate? You know, somebody like see the way Stephen Davis... Again, I'm going for my type of heroes. I know there'll be people, but Stephen Davis, for me, was just a footballer's footballer. If you loved football, and if you could really appreciate just the way he saw the game and dictated the entire game, just little simple things. I love Stevie Davis, man. I always will, and he's my guy. Football brain, I'll go Davis.
So there we have it, guys. Football brain, Stephen Davis. Right foot, Barry Ferguson. Left foot, Alberts. I'm just going to chuck this one in. What about for pace?
Well, two people come to my mind right away. I think Rod Wallace, who was my favourite player growing up. Lightning on a ball, just absolute pace merchant. You know me, Bobby, you've seen me play. I'm all pace. I've just not got anything else. You know, I've got pace. I've not got anything else, mate. So I've got Rod Wallace and Livingkrantz were like the two guys I went, yeah, they're a bit of me, that. So, but I'll go with the childhood here. I'll go with Rod Wallace. I love Wallace.
Pace, Rod Wallace. There you have it, folks. CJ's all-time Rangers player. Steve Davis for brain, Rod Wallace for pace, Barry Ferguson for right foot, left foot for Alberts. Do you agree? And what is yours? The next segment of the show, CJ, is also talking about your... If you were the gaffer of Rangers, five-a-side team.
Ooh.
Bit of fun here. A bit of fun here. Who's the five and who are the two subs and why?
So all time. Oh, my days. Right, the goalie and goals. Of course, you need one. I know that's controversial. Some people didn't pick. I've seen these lists and people didn't pick goalies like, we'll just say any money. Nah. Get the goal in there, you're conceding that. You know what I mean? Loudrup's right in there. Gazza's right in there. They'll run around everybody. Like, you just give it to them. That'd be the easiest shift of all time. Just kick it. I mean, Gazza's no passing it anyway. Let's be brutally honest. He's no passing it anyway. You know what I mean? He's just taking a run. But you him and Loudrup. There's my two. I've got my three. And whom I want to buy. I just want one out-and-out monster. You could go... Do you know, the most obvious answers would probably be, like, the Goffs and everything like that. The Butchers, like, the big proper hard tackles and that. But I'm talking about five-a-sides. You need a bit of the feet. I'm thinking Magic Bagheera, by the way. I'm thinking okay. Big Magic might be no bad with that, you know.
Okay.
Five-a-sides. And up top, I mean, I'm just going to pick McCoist because McCoist, you know what I mean? A bigger laugh.
So we've got goalie, Loudrup, Gascoigne, Bagheera, and McCoist. Now, who's the two subs?
See, then this is it. So... We play a lot of fives. There's always dirty fives going on. I need somebody to come in and just leave bodies on the line, you know what I mean? A bit of a quote-unquote goon if you follow a wee bit of hockey and everything like that. So I'm needing a wee bit of a hard tackler. I'm needing somebody, like a Butcher actually, just to come in there and lay down the law, you know what I mean? If so, I'm just a bit of experience, a bit of leadership and all that. I'll go with Butcher. I'll take Butcher. He'll give me a wee bit of a shout. Oh, I could have went soonest, actually.
Well, you've got two. You've got one more to pick.
I mean... You wouldn't even get any football as soon as if you played him. You know what I mean? You just kick somebody and be sent off. He'd be 30 out, didn't he, for? Right, I'll go with somebody else that I really loved and I used to love watching. And I'm just going to go for my constant heroes and everything like that. But I think somebody like a Rod Wallace again. I'll take Rod because he was just my guy. You know what I mean? I like Rod.
There you have it, guys. CJ's all-time five-a-side and two subs. As they say, is this winning the Power League or is this winning the Rangers All-Star Masters? You got the goalie, may he rest in peace, Loudrup, Gascoigne, Bagheera, McCoist on the bench just in case if anything happens, Butcher, Rod Wallace, CJ.
By the way, can I just point out that I've left Barry Ferguson at that and he actually plays Masters football, so Rod, we might need to have a conversation, you know what I mean? We'll see who's got the bits on the day. You know, I think Barry would be very happy with that.
I will leave it at that. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Please make sure you've liked and subscribed. I am Bobby Wanzin. Just before we go, CJ, thank you so much for joining, being the first guest on my Bits and Bobs. And CJ, obviously, I'm going to allow you to plug your socials. So please tell the guys where they can find you.
You know me, mate. I'm not the biggest plugger in the world, but I'm really happy to see you in this position, mate. You know what I mean? I didn't do a lot of these types of things, you know me. Once the football's done, the phone's away. And that's it, you know what I mean? You kind of seem behind the curtain. You know the type of guy I am, but I'm really happy to see you here. I know Stevie's a good guy and all that as well, so I'm glad to see you here, mate. So I make sure to be supporting the rest of Bits and Bobs. Or Bits thank and Bobbies. So I still think it's up there.
There you have it, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clyde View Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoy the show.